Some of yesterday's red on financial markets has now turned green. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. The market swoon on Monday is being followed by a tamer Tuesday so far after the Dow fell 725 points, 2.1% yesterday, and the S&P fell 1.6%. U.S. stock indexes are at least not falling this morning so far, with the Dow up 305 points, 0.9%, S&P up 0.7%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%. A rally in London has fizzled, with the FTSE down 0.2% now. Let's bring in Michael Hewson, Chief Market Analyst at CMC Markets in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can see the concern about the pace of COVID vaccinations by just taking a look at which sectors saw some of the bigger declines yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw big declines in travel and leisure, hotels, anything, I think, to do with what has euphemistically been termed the reopening trade. And I think yesterday was a little bit of a wake-up call for an awful lot of investors that the line of least resistance at the moment, or the line of most optimism now, is based on the vaccine wall actually holding as infection rates rise.
Now, also, we need to point out that share prices have been running quite high, and we had some records even last week. So you can't expect trees to grow to the sky, as economists like to say.
No, you get what I would call a little bit of growth spurts interspersed with short periods of panic. And I think this year has been symptomatic of that. If you look at the S&P 500, we're still 15% up on the year. I think we've got this little bit of volatility because I think expectations were a little bit elevated. And I think there is a concern as we head into the back part of this year, or the fall, that earnings expectations may not be as positive as perhaps markets were pricing in. And the fact of the matter is, as the weather gets colder, infection rates do rise. So that's introduced an awful lot of uncertainty for the back end of Q3 and obviously Q4 as well.
Michael Hewson, Chief Market Analyst with CMC Markets in London, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Given the desperate need for housing in America, it's a surprise to see that contractors started work on fewer new homes in May compared to April. Still, work is way up over the pandemic spring of 2020. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Demand for new homes is still outpacing the supply.
We definitely have a shortage of housing in this country.
Jeffrey Cleveland is with Payden & Riegel and says there's also a shortage of construction workers right now.
Builders can't build them fast enough, and they can't get enough labor to put them together.
And adding to the labor shortage, the high price of lumber a couple of months ago put the brakes on new home building. Now the price of lumber is dropping.
The turnaround has been dramatic from what we saw over the past year and a half.
Ken Simonson is with the Associated General Contractors of America. But he says builders are still looking at high prices for other key building materials, like copper, brass.
For instance, the index for steel mill products went up 87%, for aluminum, 33%. So these are staggering increases.
And so the cost of materials, along with the labor shortage, means it's still a challenge to put up a new home. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
U.S. states are expected to unveil a huge settlement today with four companies for their role in distributing overprescribed and deadly opioid painkillers, a total of $26 billion, with about 40 states opting in, according to Reuters. Johnson & Johnson, McKesson, Cardinal Health, AmerisourceBergen, perhaps on the theory that this could remove some uncertainty hanging over the future of these companies. Their stocks are higher. J&J stock is up 1.6%. McKesson is up more than 5%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
In the last year of the Trump administration, the government stuck a peephole into the often dark world of what it costs to go to the hospital. There were rules requiring hospitals to publish what they charge for all to see. Now, some hospitals continue to hold some info back, like those menus at fancy restaurants that don't list the lobster or filet mignon prices. Now the Biden administration is trying to give the rules more teeth. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us live. More and sharper teeth. How?
Well, David, in the form of much steeper penalties, at least for larger hospitals that have more than 30 beds, the penalties for noncompliance would increase from about $100,000 a year per hospital to $2 million. Now, this proposal is under the federal rulemaking process, so the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, has to take public comment for 60 days. And hospital groups have already spoken out, David. One of them said the administration is headed in the wrong direction.
And this fits into broader White House plans?
It does. I mean, it's a result of Biden's executive order a couple of weeks ago, the one about promoting competition. Healthcare was on the list of industries to look at. Hospitals were singled out in that order. And CMS says it's heard from consumers as well, complaining that some hospitals aren't doing what they're supposed to, and that is making clear, accessible pricing information available online. They've been required to do that since January. In fact, there have been several studies looking into hospital compliance, David, and they found significant shortcomings. Some hospitals' pricing data is hard to find online, so you can't search for it on Google. Others have published some data, but not all, or it's hard to sift through and comparison shop. And a minority of hospitals, David, have published no data at all.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos et al. Made it back in one piece this last hour. Apogee for the Blue Origin spacecraft, 361,210 feet. That's 68 miles, 5.9 miles into what is now accepted as space, a milestone in the emerging industry of space joyriding. Much will happen throughout the day on our money, markets, workplace culture, and innovation beats. Listen later today for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace, on many public radio stations or streaming from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.